Hey, everybody, it's time for another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist, Laura Molitor. We do this every Friday, and if you like what you hear, please subscribe and please share. Today, I want to talk more about trust. I've had some shows on this topic before, but today I want to focus on trusting yourself. I'd like us to get a little better acquainted with our own ability to know what we know and for us to be able to rely on ourselves more than we might rely on the opinions of friends, more than we might rely on family or the world's general concepts of what we need to do or be or choose, especially rely more on ourselves than on the internet. You're not what Google turns up. You don't need to believe what every so-called expert says or to trust that if enough people are promoting something or liking it or whatever, that it must be truth, that it must be your truth, because your truth isn't anybody else's. There is a universal truth, and when I say that, I mean there are divine principles that are reliable and qualities that are trustworthy in their essence, like divine love and goodness and justice. There's a truth that sets us free, as Jesus said, that truth that is about our connection to God and to life, to our source, and then to each other. But you know, even that truth, this universal truth, is viewed differently by different people. It's felt and understood in a unique way. And just so, the truth for you, what is right for you, isn't necessarily what's right for another. So our job is first, of course, to trust God, the one who made you and loves you, and then to trust yourself as having within you just what is needed to hear God and to abide by his design for you and express his intention for you. And you know, this goes for big things in life and just day-to-day decisions and thoughts. No, we don't always get it right. Even when we do that, we can't always be certain what is our own thought on something, what's some opinion seeping in, or some old information that we've just become attached to. But we can get better at this discernment. How do we do that? For one, by taking a conscious pause to say, where's this information coming from? Is it me doing or not doing something because I'm afraid or because someone says this is what I should be doing or saying or being or not doing or saying or being? Just ask yourself the question, what's guiding me? And a good clue, if you want to know whether it really is truth or not, is does it come from God? Is it coming from love? Does it come of goodness? God's truth proceeds to us with love and as love. And so we also have to start with that love ourselves to get in the grooves with God and love for ourselves too. So trusting ourselves starts with loving ourselves for who we truly are. It comes with honoring that we have been brought into being with all that is just right and necessary and good and capable. And we have been given the inner ability to know what is good and to hear it. We've also been given the permission to make our choices, have our thinking be aligned with what brings us peace and joy. And when we recognize that truth of ourselves and honor it, we settle into doing what's not only best for us, but serves our purpose better. We're being ourselves as God made us to be, not someone else or someone else's version of us that the world or even our own self-doubts might have us be. I've had some times lately where I felt led to do something. It seemed inviting and I jumped in to pursue it because it felt like a right thing. It gave my heart a surge of joy. But then, you know, along the way of exploring, there were signs it wasn't right. I felt disconnected and uncertain. It didn't feel like me. And I knew this. I knew the discomfort was not God's voice, and yet I also second-guessed myself. I pretty much talked myself into continuing in pursuit of that something that my very wise intuition, my gut, the meanness of me, knew wasn't a fit. I'm grateful now that the opportunity that was guiding me, that I was pushing for, fell away, and I was saved from further walking along in a place of being someone else or trying to be. But for a while there, every argument for continuing in this wrong way rose up. It was all about not trusting myself, but telling myself a story instead. You know, I said things to myself like, I need to keep going because maybe I'm just afraid, and it isn't right to be afraid, so I should just push past that fear. I can be great, brave, and go forward. I told myself that maybe I just wasn't seeing the details of the new possible adventure clearly, and once I was engaged in it, it would feel better and I'd find my way. I told myself that I'd said no too many times before to a higher goal, and maybe this was my time to step it up and prove myself. But you know, looking back now, in my heart, I was never convinced that this particular opportunity was me. And that's the significant point. Yes, we can get out of our comfort zone, but we can't be who we are not. The things that will help us grow will also feel like us, feel rightly timed, feel natural, feel maybe a little daunting, but also like a place we can see ourselves. Uncertain in a way, but still feeling like we belong. Trust yourself and trust God. Again, you may make a wrong decision on occasion, but trust yourself there too. Trust that it was the best you knew at the time and that today is a new day and you're new in it and ready for it. What you know within right now is enough to get you where you need to go. You are prepared in this moment to be you in this moment. And guess what? That's exactly what the world needs, or God would not have made you. It needs you to be you. Yes, be eager to be the best you, which means the real you, the one God made. But to do that means to trust yourself enough to stop hiding behind other people's thoughts about you, or what you think they think, or trying to be the best you by comparing to someone else, and just settle yourself into the fact that you are ideal. You're special, and you know what is right for you. You do. God gave you that ability of discernment because he wants you to be who he made you to be. Trust yourself. Let your inner knowing guide you and celebrate saying no to what isn't you and yes to what feels like home to you, or even what feels like it could be a new home, bigger and better, but still very much like a place you, wonderful you, would like to be. I hope that's helpful. I'd sure love to talk to you more. If you think you could use a little guidance on it or on other topics concerning your divine purpose or your spiritual awareness, I'm here to help. Feel free to reach out to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. Check out my website, beingfreenow.com, for more information about me and what I do. There's also a contact form there. Subscribe to this podcast. See you next week.